The Oklahoma legislature adjourns for the year. The state's mental health commissioner has been fired, and state health inspectors must be allowed into Oklahoma jails. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Friday, May 30th. I'm Logan Layden. Oklahoma lawmakers have officially closed shop until next spring, and as state capitol reporter Lionel Ramos reports, the end of the 2025 legislative session comes with an income tax cut, insurance coverage for low-dose breast cancer screenings, teacher incentives, and much more.
The biggest sticking point this session wasn't between the two chambers, or even the two parties, but a relatively united legislature against the leadership of the state mental health department and Governor Kevin Stitt's executive appointment power. It ended with the ouster of State Mental Health Commissioner Allie Friesen and overriding the majority of Stitt's vetoes, the most ever. It was something the legislature, after hours of stalling on one particular override related to a National Guard leadership bill, came together on, just like they did on Representative Melissa Provenzano's bill requiring insurance companies in Oklahoma to cover early breast cancer screenings. There were some divisions on things like the state income tax cut, where pandemic money-funded mental health beds should be located, and whether Christ should be declared king of Oklahoma. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
And as you just heard, state lawmakers are removing Allie Friesen from her position as commissioner at the Mental Health Department. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the decision made late last night.
After just a year and a half on the job, Allie Friesen is out. State lawmakers overwhelmingly voted to remove her from her role as the head of the department. Lawmakers cited budget concerns and the effect they've had on mental health and substance abuse providers in the state. Oklahoma City Democratic Senator Carrie Hicks says her constituents need a change.
The people of this state deserve better. The families that are suffering in silence deserve better. Our mental health professionals, stretched thin and burnt out, deserve better.
Friesen will be removed effective immediately. Governor Kevin Stitt will be charged with finding her replacement. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
And state health inspectors must be allowed into Oklahoma jails, including the Oklahoma County Jail, with or without announcement. KGOU's Hannah France reports that's according to a new ruling from the Oklahoma Supreme Court.
This ruling follows both the health department and the jail trust taking legal action to assert their claims, one arguing surprise health inspections should be allowed, and the other arguing they should be banned. Last July, state health officials attempting to conduct a surprise inspection were denied entry to the Oklahoma County Jail. Facility staff listed not having enough staff members on hand to support the inspection process as their reason for denying entry. The jail trust has received criticism for multiple health and safety violations. Since the trust took over operations of the jail in 2020, 58 inmates have died in custody. I'm Hannah France.
And for additional news throughout the day, visit our website, kgou.org, and follow us on social media.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you were going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.